Now of all of them who lived in these courts, it seemed there was none wholly at peace and comfortable there except the small grandson who had been born to Wang Lung. Even Wang Lung himself, waking within the shadows of the great carved bed where he slept in his own room that was next to the court where Lotus lived, even he woke to dream sometimes that he was back in the simple, dark, earth-walled house where a man could throw his cold tea down where he would not splatter a piece of carven wood, and where a step took him into his own fields. As for Wang Lung's sons, there was a continual unrest, the eldest son lest not enough be spent, and they be belittled in the eyes of men, and lest the villagers come walking through the great gate when a man from the town was there to call, and so make them ashamed before him, and the second son lest there was waste and money gone, and the youngest son striving to make repair the years he had lost as a farmer's son. But there was one who ran staggering hither and yon and content with his life, and it was the son of the eldest son. This small one never thought of any other place than this great house, and to him it was neither great nor small, but only his house, and here was his mother, and here his father and grandfather, and all those who lived but to serve him. And from this one did Wang Lung secure peace, and he could never have enough of watching him and laughing at him and picking him up when he fell. He remembered also what his own father had done, and he delighted to take a girdle and put it about the child and walk, holding him thus from falling, and they went from court to court, and the child pointed at the darting fish in the pools and jabbered this and that and snatched the head of a flower and was at ease in the midst of everything, and only thus did Wang Lung find peace. Nor was there only this one. The wife of the eldest son was faithful, and she conceived and bore and conceived and bore regularly and faithfully, and each child, as it was born, had its slave. Thus Wang Lung each year saw more children in the courts and more slaves, so that when one said to him, "There is to be another mouth again in the eldest son's court," he only laughed and said, well, there is rice and enough for all since we have the good land. And he was pleased when his second son's wife bore also in her season, and she gave birth to a girl first, as was fitting, and it was seemly out of respect to her sister-in-law. Wang Lung, then, in the space of 5 years, had 4 grandsons and 3 granddaughters, and the courts were filled with their laughter and their weeping.